As we've mentioned on this program, the National Park Service is turning 100 this year, celebrating its sweeping vistas and historic buildings. The Park Service is not just basking in the glow of its centennial. To last another 100 years, it will have to overcome some challenges, like how to get all kinds of Americans to visit its attractions. NPR's Nathan Rott has more on the Park Service's diversity problem.
No matter where you are in Tucson, Arizona, anywhere in Tucson, Arizona, you're no more than a 45-minute drive from Saguaro National Park. The park and its tall, pronged namesake cactus literally surround Tucson and its million or so residents. But if you go around town and you ask some of those people about their neighboring national park...
Saguaro High School or...
Saguaro National Park.
Saguaro National Park.
I don't know anything about that, do you?
I don't know.
No?
No.
Of course, many Tucsonans do know about Saguaro. Many visit. But a huge number of people here, especially in certain demographics, feel disconnected. Just ask Saguaro National Park Superintendent Darla Seidels.
The type of people that are coming to the park versus the people just 5 minutes away is really an issue for us here because...
The type of people coming to the park don't reflect the type of people in the community.
The demographics here are about 44% Hispanic. And meanwhile, Saguaro National Park, we receive maybe 4% diverse visitation.
About half of that are Hispanic or Latino. Put another way, that's nearly a 500,000 people, almost an entire demographic group, living within view of a national park who aren't connecting to it. Seidel says that has to change.
In order, you know, for us to be relevant down the road.
Now, this is not an issue that's unique to Saguaro National Park. It's everywhere. The National Park saw a record 307.2 million visits last year, and it's fair to assume that most of those visitors were white. The National Park Service doesn't track the demographics of its visitors. Saguaro did its own study. But the most recent survey on visitation, released in 2011, found that fewer than 10% of American visitors to national parks were Hispanic. African Americans were just 7%, Asian Americans 3%, and that's despite the fact that those groups made up nearly 40% of the country's total population.
We know that visitation does not reflect the diversity of the nation. And that's a concern.
Jonathan Jarvis is the director of the National Park Service. He says it's concerning on a couple of levels. From a survival standpoint, he says, the Park Service is acutely aware that the country is becoming more diverse, more urban, and that soon younger people, multicultural millennials...
They will assume all seats of power and responsibilities for the nation. So connecting to that generation is essential to the Park Service's ability to thrive in our second century.
More importantly, though, he says the Park Service has to connect to young, diverse people and tell everyone's stories because it's their mandated responsibility.
And that's our job.
To that end, Jarvis has made increasing diversity at the national parks a top priority, figuring out why diverse people aren't coming at the same rates and what the Park Service is doing that keeps them away. Answering those questions is Cam Juarez's job. Juarez is from Tucson. He's a leader in the Hispanic community here, and he recently started working for Saguaro National Park as its outreach coordinator, trying to figure out why that divide between the park and the community exists and how to remedy it. We're doing that now, visiting a couple of various schools where some people don't know about the parks and, frankly, don't really care.
It's like we're out there selling snake oil, almost.
In a way, Juarez is the perfect person for this job. He never visited national parks as a kid either.
It just wasn't something we did.
His family was poor, working class. So growing up, he said he always thought of the national parks as something for rich people or outdoorsy guys.
They had the scruffy beard, you know, the denim shirt, you know, the trucker hat and...
A lot like what I look like right now.
Exactly.
Basically, Juarez says he thought the parks were meant for white dudes like me.
Hey, guys. Digging the mask, man.
At our first stop at a local charter school, we hear something similar from Luis Perales, the school's chief academic officer. He says Latinos want to go outdoors as much as the next guy. Go to any park or hiking trail in Tucson, and you'll see that's the case. But when it comes to national parks...
Spaces either are inviting or are rejecting in many ways. And I think a lot of what's been created is this idea that this is not your space.
For example, Perales says look at the messaging and mythos around parks and what they offer.
Like, go out on your own, enjoy nature, don't harm it.
It's the solitude and quiet of a John Muir photo. Perales says that doesn't necessarily work with a lot of Latinos. He's seen it tried. and advertisements floated before Latino focus groups.
First ads was like this big, brawly kind of Mexicano dude, you know, out in the forest. And the first question the focus group asked was, where's his family? Why would this guy go by himself? Like, what's the matter with him?
What's he running for?
Yeah, he's either running from something or he's up to no good if he's out there on his own. You know what I mean? So the rugged individualism just doesn't apply.
Of course, that's not universal, but we heard a lot of stories like this talking to people in Tucson. Stuff like there not being enough picnic tables to accommodate big extended families at Saguaro National Park, a lack of Spanish translations or pamphlets and signs. But there was also another reason that people gave, one that was most succinctly said by Saguaro National Park intern Bella Furr.
Well, and the other thing is that the Park Service is full of white men.
Which doesn't exactly scream diversity welcome. According to the most recent survey, about 80% of Park Service employees around the country are white. Here at Saguaro National Park, Superintendent Darla Seidels estimates it's about 75%.
We don't have as diverse of a staff as we should have. We have to reflect the face of the people that we want to attract.
Efforts to do that nationally have been around for decades, but little has changed. Federal hiring practices and resistance to change make it difficult to have a workforce, it looks like, the country. But the bigger issue is low turnover. People just don't leave these jobs. That could be changing soon, though. The baby boomer generation is nearing retirement, and Seidel says that presents an opportunity. To take advantage of it, they've partnered with an outside group to hire young, diverse people from the community, so-called next-gen rangers, like 21-year-old Yesenia Gomez-Valdez.
Can you guess what it is by looking at it?
A saber-tooth.
No!
Gomez-Valdez and her fellow rangers work at the Park Service visitor centers in the field and increasingly in the community, like at this recent health event in downtown Tucson.
I love doing events like this just because you expose people that are usually not exposed to the park. It's kind of like we're bringing the park to them.
By doing that and by presenting a relatable face, the hope is that the national park's visitors and workforce will start to be more representative of the people they serve in the future. Nathan Rapp, NPR News, Tucson, Arizona.